Who's you?
My name is Bidosh.
My name is Jared. This is the weekly update from Osceola-Yamaug Charter School in Grand Portage.
We will begin our update this week with Ms. Sorensen's K-1 class. Students are working with Ms. Tess in the planters in front of the school. Ms. Tess works with SNAP, nutrition program. This week, students weighed and cooked some of the harvest. The class has also been looking at leaves. Their leaf project will be on display in the hallway outside of the K-1 classroom. Students are also working on reading and writing skills.
Ms. Nikki's second and third graders have been working hard using math facts. In reading, the class is practicing ways to make reading easier. Students will be visiting the monument to learn about canoe building and a trip with trust lands to receive the wild rice. A canoe trip is also planned with hopes of good weather.
In Mr. Key's 4th through 6th graders, students are learning about the history of Ellis Island. They are also learning how flight works. 4th graders are studying business and how to make business work and grow. Last Wednesday, Mr. Keith's students were working with trust lands at Little Lake to learn about ricing.
An all-school leaf walk recently took place. Trust lands helped us become more aware of the changes in the fall season. Students also measured the height and corded age of the trees.
Other classroom activities include the English teacher, Mr. Tom, is working with students to introduce a Anishinaabe family tree. Kinship in the clan terms. Ms. Bella is helping students to manage emotions. This week, students are working on a project to create their own toolbox to help students calm themselves and maintain focus. This centered learning.
Upcoming events include early release October 15th at 1 o'clock. MEIA No School October 16th and 17th. No School, October 31st. That's our school news for this week.
Thanks for tuning in.